Angela Peabody wrote her first novel in the United States about 20 years ago. It was based on events taken from her own experiences in Liberia in the 1990s, during the time of Liberia's coup d'etat and civil war.
I could not at the time put actual events, put actual names to the story when I started writing it. Therefore, I decided to fictionalize it. And then I discovered my niche, that my niche was taking actual facts and fictionalizing them. So I then decided to just focus on fiction based on facts. And since my first novel led me to do that, I just continued with the second one that was just released in late December when the games froze.
The new book was based on her research in Liberia on female circumcision, also called female genital mutilation, which entails the removal of the woman's clitoris. Peabody says she learned that FGM, which causes pain and sometimes infection and death, is not a medical necessity.
Being a woman myself and then later becoming a mother, I realized that this is wrong. I understand if they have to circumcise the boys. I had my boys circumcised, both of them, but not a woman. So what prompted me to write the story and when the games froze is being exposed to it in Liberia, knowing people that it was done to. And then when I came to America, I met women to whom it had been done. And they told stories about how they had to escape from their villages to keep from being married off to a man who was three times the ages after they had been circumcised or mutilated.
She says she wanted to use fiction again to educate Americans about the practice.
They think that it's an obsolete thing. It was something that was done in the old days, but not today. But as you and I speak at this very moment, there are 8,000 girls in Africa that are being cut. Their genitals are being cut and mutilated. My organization and I have made it our passion to raise awareness in the United States and around the world so that we can help end it.
Can her book, When the Games Froze, influence her American audience to give the needed assistance sought in ending this risky traditional practice for Liberian women? Peabody is optimistic.
Whenever I have spoken on it to audiences in America, they are appalled after they overcome the initial shock, learning that this still exists. It's being done to little girls, to anyone for that matter. The question is, how can we help? What can we do? They want to help. They want to see it stop.
Angela Peabody knows that getting the Africans and Liberians to understand and empathize with victims of FGM will require educating the younger generation.
The approach that my organization and I are taking is that we're not going to go forcefully and telling them, you must stop it, it's wrong. And this is an old culture that has been going on for over 2,000 years. But I believe that education is the key. Because if you educate, and we can excuse the older generations way before us, because they know no other way but the culture. So my approach is educate them, and that's where the book also comes in. Educate the girls and the boys now who are the future generations, who are the future leaders of the world of Africa, and they will not want it to be done.
To ensure success in her campaign to eliminate FGM, Angela wants to learn from other countries in West Africa where the practice is highly prevalent.
In Cameroon, there's a female judge who took the approach where she opened a center where she could encourage the women who perform FGM, who actually perform the practice. She invited them to come to her center and to replace their blades with something else to do. Because keep in mind, these women who perform the practice, that's all they know how to do to make a living. So we want them to have something else to do, and you have to have a center where you will train them if they are willing to do it. You can teach them how to do other things than just cutting little girls.
Readers empathize with Nana, Peabody's central character, to build reader support for ending the practice.
Nana comes to the United States to further her studies at university, and she meets these Americans and Europeans, and they befriend her, and they become her family away from her natural family in Ghana. But FGM was done to Nana when she was 5 years old. It's her secret that she doesn't tell anyone until it is at some point exposed and she breaks down and reveals to them why she doesn't date men, why she doesn't carry on her life like any young American woman. So Nana creates real sympathy from the reader. People want to connect with her. People want to know more about her, and they put themselves in her shoe and wonder, what would I have done had this happened to me?
Peabody says she will use proceeds from the book to build an educational center in her native home, Liberia, to eradicate FGM.
Every dime that we make from the book, all the money, all the proceeds will go toward Global Woman Peace Foundation, which is our organization for us to build that educational center in Liberia. That's where the money will go.
It is anticipated that the book will appeal to all readers and stimulate a debate that will move the global community to take action against female genital mutilation, so that women and girls will no longer be mutilated by a tradition that maims and kills women each year. For VOA News, I'm Eva Flomo in Washington.